Seriously, he said, giving up on the show of courage. Where am I?
Albie walked over to him and sat down cross-legged. The crowd of boys followed and packed in behind. Heads popped up here and there, kids leaning in every direction to get a better look.
If you ain't scared, Albie said, you ain't human. Act any different and I'd throw you off the cliff because it'd mean you're a psycho.
The cliff? Thomas asked, blood draining from his face.
Shuck it, Albie said, rubbing his eyes. Ain't no way to start these conversations, you get me? We don't kill shanks like you here, I promise. Just try and avoid being killed. Survive, whatever.
He paused, and Thomas realized his face must have whitened even more when he heard that last part.
Man,
Albie said, then ran his hands over his short hair as he let out a long sigh.
I ain't good at this. You're the first green bean since Nick was killed.
Thomas's eyes widened, and another boy stepped up and playfully slapped Albie across the head.
Wait for the bloody tour, Albie, he said, his voice thick with an odd accent. Kid's gonna have a buggin' heart attack. Nothing even been heard yet.
He bent down and extended his hand toward Thomas.
Name's Newt, Greeny, and we'd all be right cheery if you'd forgive our clunk for brains new leader here.
Thomas reached out and shook the boy's hand. He seemed a lot nicer than Albie. Newt was taller than Albie, too, but looked to be a year or so younger. His hair was blonde and cut long, cascading over his t-shirt. Veins stuck out of his muscled arms.
Pipe it, shuckface,
Albie grunted, pulling Newt down to sit next to him.
At least he can understand half my words.
There were a few scattered laughs, and then everyone gathered behind Albie and Newt, packing in even tighter, waiting to hear what they said. Albie spread his arms out, palms up.
This place is called the Glade, all right? It's where we live, where we eat, where we sleep. We call ourselves the Gladers. That's all you...
Who sent me here?
Thomas demanded, fear finally giving way to anger.
How'd...
But Albie's hand shot out before he could finish, grabbing Thomas by the shirt as he leaned forward on his knees.
Get up, Shank, get up!
Albie stood, pulling Thomas with him. Thomas finally got his feet under him, scared all over again. He backed against the tree, trying to get away from Albie, who stayed right in his face.
No interruptions, boy,
Albie shouted.
Whacker, if we told you everything, you'd die on the spot, right after you clunked your pants. Baggers'd drag you off, and you ain't no good to us then, are you?
I don't even know what you're talking about,
Thomas said slowly, shocked at how steady his voice sounded. Newt reached out and grabbed Albie by the shoulders.
Albie, lay off a bit. You're hurting more than helping, you know?
Albie let go of Thomas's shirt and stepped back, his chest heaving with breaths.
Ain't got time to be nice, Green Bean. Old life's over. New life's begun. Learn the rules quick. Listen, don't talk. You get me?
Thomas looked over at Newt, hoping for help. Everything inside him churned and hurt. The tears that had yet to come burned his eyes. Newt nodded.
Greeny, you get him, right?
He nodded again. Thomas fumed, wanted to punch somebody, but he simply said,
Yeah. Good that, Albie said. First day. That's what today is for you, Shank. Night's coming. Runners will be back soon. The box came late today. Ain't got time for the tour. Tomorrow morning, right after the wake-up.
He turned toward Newt.
Get him a bed, get him to sleep.
Good that, Newt said.
Albie's eyes returned to Thomas, narrowing.
A few weeks, you'll be happy, Shank. You'll be happy and helping. None of us knew Jack on first day. You neither. New life begins tomorrow.
Albie turned and pushed his way through the crowd, then headed for the slanted wooden building in the corner. Most of the kids wandered away then, each one giving Thomas a lingering look before they walked off. Thomas folded his arms, closed his eyes, took a deep breath. Emptiness ate away at his insides, quickly replaced by a sadness that hurt his heart. It was all too much. Where was he? What was this place? Was it some kind of prison? If so, why had he been sent here, and for how long? The language was odd, and none of the boys seemed to care whether he lived or died. Tears threatened again to fill his eyes, but he refused to let them come.
"What did I do?"
he whispered, not really meaning for anyone to hear him.
"What did I do? Why'd they send me here?"
Newt clapped him on the shoulder.
"Greeny, what you're feeling, we've all felt. We've all had first day. Come out of that dark box. Things are bad, they are, and they'll get much worse for you soon. That's the truth. But down the road a piece, you'll be fighting true and good. I can tell you're not a bloody sissy."
"Is this a prison?"
Thomas asked. He dug in the darkness of his thoughts, trying to find a crack to his past.
"Don't ask 4 questions, haven't you?" Newt replied. "No good answers for you, not yet anyway. Best be quiet now, accept the change. Morn comes tomorrow."
Thomas said nothing, his head sunk, his eyes staring at the cracked, rocky ground. A line of small-leafed weeds ran along the edge of one of the stone blocks, tiny yellow flowers peeping through as if searching for the sun, long disappeared behind the enormous walls of the glade.
"Chuck'll be a good fit for you," Newt said. "Wee little fat shank, but nice sap when all's said and done. Stay here, I'll be back."
Newt had barely finished his sentence when a sudden, piercing scream ripped through the air. High and shrill, the barely human shriek echoed across the stone courtyard. Every kid in sight turned to look toward the source. Thomas felt his blood turn to icy slush as he realized that the horrible sound came from the wooden building. Even Newt had jumped as if startled, his forehead creasing in concern.
"Shuck it," he said. "Can't the bloody medjacks handle that boy for 10 minutes without needing my help?"
He shook his head and lightly kicked Thomas on the foot.
"Find Chucky. Tell him he's in charge of your sleeping arrangements."
And then he turned and headed in the direction of the building, running. Thomas slid down the rough face of the tree until he sat on the ground again. He shrank back against the bark and closed his eyes, wishing he could wake up from this terrible, terrible dream.